Kandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Kandu, the magician. Today, Kandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Kandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician like Kandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Kandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Kandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. "Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone. Instead, it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Kandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Kandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In Montebania, Dorothy Regent has received a telephone call from her husband Robert in Paris, anxiously inquiring why she had not arrived after telegraphing him to meet her. And Frank Chandler realizes the telegram has tricked Regent into leaving his private laboratory, where he is working on a scientific project of international importance. But Chandler is obliged to start at once for the strange mountain of the Scimitar, which the yogi in Tibet had warned him would be the key to his work in the Balkans. Reluctant to leave Dorothy, Bob, and Betty alone in the grim, isolated castle, Chandler plans a camping trip for them with a gypsy tribe at the invitation of Lupu, his longtime friend and secret agent. The present scene opens in the deep mountain forest. It is night. Kandu, the magician.
Where's Uncle Frank, do you think?
Oh, over there, beyond the fire with Lupu. By the horses. See him?
Why, Mother?
Oh, I was wondering if he's going to start for that mountain tonight.
Well, he told me he and Lupu were going to leave early in the morning. So it'd be night when they get there. Well, you cold, Mom?
No, dear. I'm surprised how comfortable it is here.
Oh, gypsies sure know how to pick a campsite. Close to water, out of the wind. Imagine living your whole life this way.
No school, no mother heckling you to pick up your things. Your room looks like a rat's nest.
No chocolate cake, no football.
Hey, what is this?
Oh, it's wonderful here, though. You know what it makes me think of?
Abdallah. Everything does.
I didn't mean Abdallah. I meant the 49ers. They pull their wagons up in a circle like this on the plain.
Yeah. And lucky for them, the trees weren't like this.
Why?
Well, the Indians could sneak right up to the wagon train before anybody saw them.
Oh, Bob.
Don't pay any attention to him, Mother. There can't be anybody hiding out there in the trees.
Oh, I didn't mean to scare you, Mom. Who'd be out there anyway? If you're thinking about that dwarf...
Well, I'm not thinking of anybody especially. I just wish you hadn't brought it up.
As you say, Kandu. You do that, Lupu. I'll tell them.
Well, Dot, it's all arranged. Lupu and I'll leave for the mountain before sunrise.
Sit down here by me, Uncle Frank.
How long do you suppose you'll be gone?
A couple of days at least. Maybe longer. Don't worry if we're not back just on time.
What if you run right into Esteban up there?
And if I'm lucky, I'll see him without his seeing me. At any rate, I've got to know who he is.
Frank, you don't think Esteban could be the man Metzos gets his orders from?
No. That fellow's much too big to bury himself in a mountain hideout.
Esteban isn't buried. He and his men do whatever they like.
But the man I'm after is in a city somewhere.
A city?
He has to be. You can't carry out a scheme as big as his from a remote mountaintop.
Well, no one's ever seen a Staben. He may never come to this country. He could be in London or even New York, as long as people think he's here.
And somehow I don't think so, Dad.
Why?
Just before the king was shot, he told me a very peculiar thing.
About a Staben?
Yes. He said that at one time, a Staben's gypsies had dwindled to a minor nuisance. But after Jan Metzos took over the government, the gypsies began to make trouble again.
Oh, like the guerrillas in Greece, huh?
On a small scale, yes. And Metzos is protecting them.
Oh, no, Frank.
Well, he must be. The soldiers only made a pretense of chasing them into the hills the other day.
Yes, I thought it was odd they came back so soon.
Well, once I get a look at his Staben, I may recognize him. Or Lupu, man.
Oh, I like Lupu. It's refreshing to meet a man for once who hasn't a care in the world.
He hasn't anything but his horses and his wagon. He told me that a man who owned anything more than one cooking pot was a man in chains.
Yes, Lupu's made a great many people believe in that pose.
Oh, now don't tell me Lupu's a man with a secret sorrow. I don't believe it.
He's a man with a deadly purpose, Doc.
Are you kidding?
Far from it. You remember Sonia Rotislav in Cairo?
Oh, too well.
Did you really have her brother arrested as a traitor a long time ago?
Yes. Lupu's older brother was with me that night. He was killed. Lupu's been on the trail of the man who did it ever since. He's hoping it's a Staben.
What makes him think that, for Pete's sake?
A lot of things.
Well, you never think it to look at him. What are they doing?
That man's going to tell a gypsy folk tale. They've probably heard it 1,000 times, but they never get tired.
Oh, let's go over closer so we can hear, too.
No, he knows you'll want to listen. You can hear him.
I tell a story of Tanya, the beautiful gypsy maiden, and of two brave men, Stefan and Radu, and of the other with Satan's heart.
Tell it, tell it.
Mother, doesn't this remind you of that night at the oasis in Egypt?
It does a little.
It was many years ago when the family of Tanya was in the winter camp at the foot of the high mountain. Before the snow fell, the wagons had been buried up to half the wheels in the earth to keep them fast against the north wind. And in their own tent, the good horses had been made warm.
Frank, in the you tent heard this story of before? Blacksmith.
You mean you think you heard?
Somewhere.
From morning until night. And the children ran in from the biting wind to warm themselves.
I never knew the village blacksmith was a gypsy.
Daughter of the blacksmith was the beautiful Tanya. Her black hair had a bloom like the bloom of a grape when it is ripe. Her skin was golden and smooth as the petal of a mountain rose. Her eyes were brown like a quiet mountain pool, and the arms of Tanya were covered from wrist to elbow with bracelets of silver and gold, tinkling like tiny bells, though she stepped as lightly as a snowflake falls. Now you must know that Stefan and Radu had long desired the lovely Tanya. Always in the winter games and wrestling, each set himself to win from the other. For the smile of Tanya, which made a man dizzy as though with too much wine. Late at night, when Tanya sat behind the curtains of her wagon, sometimes Stefan and sometimes Radu stood outside in the cold darkness, singing softly to her of his love. And still Tanya would not choose between them.
I'd have walked out on her. Catch me freezing for any gal.
Oh, you.
With the spring, the tribe grew weary of the bitterness, and Stefan and Radu were sent into the forest east to hunt the great black bear. Whichever should bring back the larger bear should be the husband of Tanya.
Frank, what's the matter?
Wait till this is over, Dad.
Weeks passed and summer came while they did not return. But at last it happened that on the same day, Stefan and Radu found their way to the summer camp in the Green Valley. What do you think they found? The two strong ones.
Oh, I hope she wasn't dead.
As they came into the camp, each bore on his shoulder the skin of a great black bear. But the wedding fires were lighted. The wedding music sounded across the valley. Tanya had given herself to Otakar the coward.
Oh, dear.
When Otakar the black-hearted saw the sharp knives of Stefan and Radu flash in the firelight, he threw his own knife and threw it. But not at the men who loved her, at the lovely Tanya in her marriage garments. And her wild heart was still, and the marriage cup was broken at her feet.
It is finished. No more. It is finished. Yeah! Music! More music!
What's the
rule, Uncle Frank?
There's a man out there among the trees.
A gypsy?
I don't know. He's keeping out of the firelight. He's watching the camp, though.
Oh, Lupu's coming over here. He'll probably...
See him now, Frank? Where is he?
Look to the right a little. At the big tree near the flat rock where we crossed the stream. Don't let him know you're watching him.
I don't see anybody.
He's right there somewhere. Lupu must think there's something wrong or he would have the story finished. Who is that, Lupu?
I did not see his face, Chandu. If he has followed you...
Well, he may not have seen us here in the shadow of the wagon.
He could be anywhere among the trees, and we'd never know where he is.
I'll go over there and find out.
My knife is as sharp as that of the black-hearted Otakar. From here, I can pin him to a tree.
Oh, but who could it be, that dwarf?
Oh, Mother, Arrhenia couldn't follow us all the way.
Oh, I see him, Uncle Frank. By the big pine tree. Why...
So, he's not here for good. I will throw it.
Lupu, no!
Lupu!
Who is it, Frank? Who is it?
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents... and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again, your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.